Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't love that.
No.
And we just got done saying last week, I'm more concerned about the fumbles with Drake May than the picks. I mean, that really could have been a backbreaker.
Oh, that was horrible. And it was just so surprising because he's been on such a great run where he really isn't turning it over. And we talk about, the fumbles and stuff. And no quarterback's going to go all season without turning it over. But it was just like jaw-dropping because the time, the score, the whole thing. If you get a field goal there, you're up 8, and you're like, all right, now it's a different game, but you're only so up pinpoint. By 5.
He's been so pinpoint for most of the year, although he wasn't locked in all day yesterday.
No.
But it was a shocking interception.
And you're like, what
given
is that?
The situation and the circumstance and where they were, and after he completed the bomb to Mac Hollins, you're like, they're going to score and they're going to put the game away.
Right.
That's just what I assumed. And then he threw the pick and you're like, wait a minute.
And this wasn't one of these like unbelievable plays by the defender where you're like, where did that come from? Like, nope, just kind of threw it right to him. And you're like, ugh. Like you throw that one away and you live to play another day and you kick the field goal. So that was devastating. And in that moment, you're like, all right, that might be it. Like what a good run though this was, right? You're thinking like this team, what a heater. Real competitive game. They didn't play great, but it was going to be a grinder. And then defense gets the ball back for him. Henderson has the play that he has, and they get another really big win. Second best win of the season. I mean, I know the Bills lost yesterday, so people might be quibbling with that.
The Bills as the bigger, more significant win.
I think just head-to-head with Josh Allen, and because it's a division opponent, where it was in the season and in that moment, that was still their best win. But this is a close second.
So, I didn't think that was one of May's best. I think he wants that one back for sure. But the defense comes up big there. By the way, final hour, just updating the Giants story. Brian Daboll out, if you're just tuning in. Fired by the Giants earlier today.
Yeah.
We were wondering if Bill Belichick could be in the mix there with the Giants. I would never hire him, but would Mara. And you know Bill would run to go take that job. So he'd leave North Carolina in a heartbeat to take that job. Would they offer it to him? I still think I'm a no.
I don't think so, but weird things happen.
I'm going to say it's a non-zero chance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no chance.
Wins over two horrible ACC teams really swayed
I don't
Giants.
Think it's, but I no, don't
not
think it's
that.
I don't
just
think
like it's in
what
general.
Just because it's Bill.
Yes, it has nothing to do with what he's doing at North Carolina. It has everything to do with bringing Bill home to the
this.
Giants. That's why they do it.
Let me ask
not
you
Not to
this.
Win over Stanford?
No, I
no,
don't
probably
think
not
so.
Beating the Cardinals.
Although, in fairness, I didn't watch any of that game, so I don't know.
He won, didn't cover.
Right.
So think about that. No, if they really wanted Belichick, couldn't they have fired Daboll this offseason and hired him?
Yeah.
So that's why I think he probably doesn't
end up
there. Because like they could have. It's not like Daboll was coming in off a good season. A lot of people were surprised they kept him.
Good point.
And Belichick had been available for 2 off seasons. So I think they would have gotten a deal done already.
They have named an interim coach, though. It is Mike Kafka is the interim coach
Mike
for
Kafka.
The Giants. So maybe Bill could replace him eventually.
Eeks.
With the Giants. 617-779-7937. Patriots get a big victory, big contributions from their draft class, Keith. We were talking about the Patriots speed yesterday. Reese wrote about this. Wide receiver Kyle Williams had a top speed of 21.78 miles an hour on a 72-yard catch and run. That was the fastest by a rookie this season, according to NFL Next Gen Stats, until... Travion Henderson reached a top speed of 22.01 miles an hour on his 55-yard touchdown run in the second half.
Burner.
Henderson also hit 21.38 miles an hour on the 69-yarder. That marks the three fastest max speeds by any rookies in the league this year and the three fastest by any Patriots player on an offensive touchdown, so I guess excluding special teams and defense, over the past 4 years. These guys are not as accomplished or, I'd have to imagine, as good as Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, like that level of player. But this is a little reminiscent in their first draft class for Vrabel and Stretch and Cowden. It's a little reminiscent of like Miami's team speed. Like these guys are that fast. They may not be that talented and that good overall of players, but speed wise,
yeah,
this is kind of what the Dolphins were doing a couple of years ago when they first got McDaniel.
Yeah, and this team needed it so bad. Like they needed that overhaul. They just didn't really have any speed guys on the team. They haven't for a while. Like trying to think, obviously Tyquan Thornton's fast, like track speed fast, but like didn't translate to football. The last time they had like a really fast guy that also made plays for him, I don't know.
Bethel?
Okay, and even then, did he even make plays? What were those plays?
Yeah, good question.
Like Moss? Like, I mean, you'd have to
find... Yeah, I mean, Moss would definitely count. Yeah.
Dante Stallworth? Like, he was super fat, but even then, like, okay. So, I don't know. It's something like that. So, they've tried to find those guys. They got them this year, and we'll see if they continue to make plays. I have way more faith in Henderson than I do in Kyle Williams, but it was an awesome catch and run by Williams. It was a great overall day by Henderson. So, yeah, that's just like another layer to the offense because the offense was looking good even with not any contributions from these guys.
Uh-huh.
Like just Drake May getting on the same page with Steph Diggs, Mac Collins, Kayshon Boutte, and his two tight ends. Like that seemed like it was going to be sort of good enough. Not like, you know, top five offense, but like maybe a good enough offense. And then you sprinkle in like the big play potential from these guys. Like that's great.
So I hope they lean in on it more. And we can get into where this draft class compares to some recent ones. They haven't had a lot of good recent ones. I mean, Drake May is like a one-player class a year ago. If you want to go back to Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower in 2012, or you want to go back to McCourty and Gronk in 2010, I mean, these aren't the high-end impact players yet. Although
yeah, I would say you don't
see with Campbell and guys like that.
You don't have there are a few drafts over the last 20 years that had two, maybe three, like really
good studs,
but then like not many other guys helping out. Right now they have six players contributing from the draft class. One's a kicker, but he's your starting kicker.
But you have
two starting offensive linemen.
You have what's hopefully a franchise left tackle, yep. Which I have some questions about, but he's been way better than I thought, and he looks like an NFL left tackle. Maybe not a franchise one, but an NFL left tackle for sure.
Yeah,
you have a day one starter in Jared Wilson at left guard. You have a kicker. You have a safety
who starts.
Who starts and made a big play on third down yesterday, breaking up a would-be first down to Kate Otten, which ultimately turned the Bucs over on downs. And then if you get Travion Henderson and even some splash plays here and there out of Kyle Williams, that's as you've said a bunch today, Keith, that's six guys in the rookie class contributing.
Well, your leading rusher, I mean, call it what it is.
Yeah.
Your leading rusher is Travion Henderson. And then, yeah, Kyle Williams is a little bit more of like a wild card, kind of, you know, maybe boom or bust, but at least somebody that 10 weeks in had a big play on that, and you got to maybe factor him in for the rest of the year. But when they came in, you know, Vrabel and Stretch and those guys, they knew they had to have like quite a bit of a roster overhaul. And we talked a lot about all the captains and like the veteran guys they moved on from. But it was a combination, like that free agent class combined with the rookies. Like you go through it, like there's like a handful of leftovers that are actually helping the team.
It's true.
You know, Drake May, Christian Gonzalez being two at the top, but you're talking about, you know, the 53-man roster. Like, it is not a ton of guys that were here the last couple of years.
Nope. Farmer's contributing as well. It's another fourth-rounder contributing.
You know, but sure.
now we're really getting pretty
with
it.
Yeah.
But I would say I hope they lean on these guys more, specifically Henderson. Like, Kyle Williams, Thursday night against the Jets, if Boutte can't go, sure.
Yep.
Give him another 30-plus snaps. Hopefully there's a splash play here or there, and you can continue to build with it, and maybe he carves out more of a role. But Henderson... When Stevenson comes back, Keith, whatever that is, and, you know, Graziano or Fowler, I forget which, had the line right around the trade deadline, they don't know when they're getting him back.
Eesh.
I can't imagine it's Thursday. Then you get a long layoff going into Monday against the Giants. Maybe it's then.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whenever Ramondre's back, I hope Travion Henderson remains the lead back, right? Like, you invested in him at 38. He is now looking like the guy you invested in the second round. That's a pretty early targeted day two pick. So if he's emerging and he's figuring it out and he's going to make splashy plays here and there, I hope they continue to use him. I guess my fear would be he goes back to the lesser end of a timeshare with Ramondre Stevenson, and we're bringing fumbles back into play, and we're just bringing a less explosive player back into play. I'd hope they continue to lean on him.
Yeah, I would too. Now, I think he's one of those guys that, because you saw it in college, and you even look at like his frame, he is not a Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, like give him the ball 20 times a game guy. So you have to be able to balance it with whoever the other back is. But Ramondre really shouldn't be that either. Like, I think he's not like a 20-plus carry guy. So like they should be a good combination. And Ramondre obviously has the issues with fumbling from earlier in the season. He's also only averaging 3.4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So even when he does hold on to it, he hasn't been doing a lot. He has some signature plays. He has a few highlight plays, even some in the pass game this year. And they always compliment his pass blocking and things like that. So there's like a role for Ramondre Stevenson, but he shouldn't get more snaps than Henderson. I'm with you on that.
I mean, right. I don't think so either. And I think he should be back and getting that role. And I'd continue to lean on a rookie running back down the stretch.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's getting better in pass protection. Hopefully he can handle it. I mean, he got hit hard yesterday. And so, you know, hopefully he can come back on a short week and you're not down to Dearness Johnson or whomever else.
Yikes.
Out there. Because Terrell Jennings didn't return to the game. Who knows when you're getting Stevenson back?
Well, yeah, and it's a short week. So, I mean, it might be Dearness Johnson backing up Henderson this week. That
right.
might be it.
So, yeah, I would continue to lean on that. And until Booty's back, I'd continue to get Kyle Williams worked in and try to get more out of this rookie class, which looks like a very promising rookie class. I don't want to go all the way back to 03, Keith. But that class, if you remember, was Ty Warren at the top. And I always like this draft class. It was Eugene Wilson who came in and was a contributor. We mentioned Bethel Johnson, a bunch of other guys in that class. Asante Samuel, I think, was in that class. They had a lot of
Dan
guys
Copen.
Who contributed early. And it wasn't
Dan Klecko.
It wasn't the high-end. Ooh.
Klecko, nice.
Speaking of the guys who would line up in the backfield as a fullback.
Tully Bantakane.
It wasn't the high-end Gronk, McCourty, Hightower, Chandler, Jones. Like, it wasn't that kind of impact.
But he added a few starters.
But that was a lot of rookies who contributed right away in that rookie class. Like, maybe this is closer to that, where you don't have the premium impact talent at like, premium impact skill positions anyway, but you have guys contributing across the board. Maybe it's that style of draft class, and that's going back quite a ways. 617-779-7937. Drake May and the offense with a bunch of big plays yesterday. He and the team should be happy with another quality win. It's now two great wins on the road against Buffalo and now Tampa.
Man, it's gritty. No, just so proud of this team. Just every week we're fighting. Some things aren't going our way. We're handling adversity, battling adversity. Defense is stepping up. You know, what a complete game. That's what we said all week. Show up for 60 minutes. It was a good football team. We knew if we got up, they were going to come back, and they came marching back. And just proud of the guys for standing up, especially our defense with a big stop. And, man, just proud of this team.
So I think it's and I think a lot of quarterbacks tend to do this. He was pretty deferential, too. He was asked about MVP chance in Tampa. This was Tracy Wilson after the game, and he's like, oh, those might have been for Baker.
Might have been for Bake. Bake's having a good season.
I mean, he's
yeah, well, good.
But he's giving credit to the defense where he can. Defense came up and got one stop. They then gave up another late touchdown. I don't know if Drake noticed that. But I do like that he's trying to talk up the defense there because they did get a big stop after his pick.
They definitely did. And so, yeah, because that's a lot to throw at him, too. Like, he is a super – he's young, and he's got, almost overnight success, where it's like you go from being on one of the worst teams in the NFL a year ago to this year where you're like, all right, maybe they'll be, like, kind of a frisky team. Maybe they'll be, like, a tough team to play. But it's sort of like, how many times have we heard it's year one of the rebuild or it's year one of this? It's like, well, it is year two for Drake May in the NFL. And he has sort of surpassed expectation. And so now he is going to be asked about MVP talk and like where he ranks among quarterbacks. And it's like, okay, like, you know, he had a good answer a couple weeks ago when he was talking to the afternoon show. And basically the answer was just parroted from Mike Vrabel. But he's like, you know, some things are like interesting versus like important or whatever. And he's like, that's not really important. It is interesting. Like, it's great that I'm being compared to Tom Brady.
It was interesting.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, I'm on a list with Mahomes and Rodgers and Manning. Like, great. I'm not gonna like poo-poo that because that is cool. But really, the most important thing is the team winning and things like that.
Yeah. So look, when it comes to May yesterday, it is a great win for this team, and I think you can stack up at Buffalo and at Tampa with any win any other team has. We've done that a couple of different times in the AFC. Anyway, you can stack that up with Denver and Indy and everybody. So I'd stop looking at the Patriots, the team just fattening up on their schedule. And I think this win is evidence for that. I think this was a big win for them in that regard. But, no, you just said we thought they would be the team that you'd get to the end of the year, maybe they have 10 wins, maybe they have 9 wins, and you can't really tell how good they are because they beat up on trash, and maybe they tripped up in a game like they did early against the Raiders, and they had another bad loss against Pittsburgh, and then they lose to the teams they should probably lose to, and you go, well, how good are they really? Or are they just a product of their schedule?
Yeah.
Buffalo and Tampa, I think those are the wins that show you they're not just a product of a bad schedule. They have a bad schedule.
Sure.
Like, no questions asked. They have a bad schedule.
Yeah, we'll take it.
But they're also good enough to beat these other teams. And I think this beating Tampa cements that.
Oh, 100%. Did you hear Vrabel meeting everybody after the game in the tunnel when they were coming through?
Yeah.
And he was saying NFC South champs?
Yeah.
Because they're 4-0 against the NFC South. So if you put them in that division, they'd roll on that division.
I saw the Twitch chat joke about this earlier. They're like, win the NFC South first, then the AFC East.
Yeah, yeah. Check.
Two division wins for the Pats this year.
So that's good. Take that down.
But no, I just think the idea of like, oh, they're just a product of their schedule. And even Barnwell was doing some of that earlier today. I don't get that anymore after this win.
I don't. And it's also because even if you want to just take every other team into account, yeah, you can find a few good wins for them, but like how many? Like the NFL has got a ton of parity. So even if there are 10 what you would call like good to great teams, they don't all just play against each other every week. So everyone's, you know, getting a shot at the Saints or the Titans or the Browns or the Jets. Every division, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, every division has – no, you know what? I'll take it back. The NFC North is the only division that doesn't have like a dirtbag team. Where you're like, that's two games, or you should win both those games, or you're at least going to be favored in both those games. Everybody has like a one or a two or a three win team.
I do like calling them dirtbag teams.
They're all
like
dirtbag teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, look in the AFC, Dolphins and Jets, both dirtbag teams, Browns and Bengals, Titans, Raiders, like all those top teams that we're talking about play those teams all the time.
Just looking at their schedule, so I've been misspeaking. I thought the Giants game was right after the Jets game. I said that wrong like 10 different times. They have Cincinnati in between. So it goes Jets at Cincinnati, and then the Monday nighter against the Giants. Then they get their bye week.
Super late bye week.
Out of that, Buffalo at Baltimore at the Jets, home against Miami.
That's the last bye week, right? I don't think anybody has a bye week after that.
I don't think they go past week 14.
I believe that's last week.
Fantasy football, I would not want my playoffs starting with a bye week in week 15. Thank you very much.
Drake May. I don't think they would, but the point would be like if it's like a must win to get into the playoffs and you have Drake May.
So right now they're sitting here, Keefe, at 8-2.
Pretty good.
They have two challenging games left, is how I would put it anyway.
Yeah.
Home against Buffalo, sitting there where you're waiting for them out of the bye, and then at Baltimore the following week. I mean, you want to revise their win total? Should they win 13?
They should. They'll be favored in the rest of it. So, like, the Bucs was one where we were like, even if you have them lose all the games where they're the underdog, they're 12-5.
All right, they just won one of those games. So now take that. So they're 13-4. Like, that's why I think there's still one of these games. But the problem is I really can't pick it. Like, they have two games with the Jets. I know it's division games and weird things happen. I don't see them losing to the Jets.
I also think the quick turnaround there at home, that's an advantage against the Jets. Yeah. The Jets have a first-year head coach who mostly doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
That's an advantage for you.
And then you play in the
it's
Bengals.
It's not a disadvantage on a short week. You're
so
at home
Bengals
with a
game is next week? Because Burrow is returning to practice today.
Yeah. Is he?
But he's like limited, very but he probably limited. Won't be.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
He's so back he at practice, though.
Probably still next month, but he is returning to practice.
Okay.
But like the
what are they in the AFC?
I think they're a dirtbag team.
Four wins?
No, they're dirtbag.
Oh,
team.
No, they're 3-6.
Yeah, dirtbag.
Dirtbag team. That's a dirtbag team.
But like at Cincinnati, where
add the tears in a month.
It probably won't be Burrow. And then even New York, like think about the beginning of the year. You're like, yeah, that's a win for the Pats, but they've fired their coach. Their quarterback gets a concussion every other week. Their star running back out for the season, star quarterback out for the season, or receiver out for the season. Like that, so that all of a sudden is really like a nothing game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they don't even lose one of those trip-up games.
Look, I was going to say, the other way to look at it is
15-2.
No, if you, no, but honestly, like I know we're
that is
like,
the other way to look at
we're
it.
We're getting ahead of ourselves,
but
like, if you are just split Buffalo and Baltimore, yeah. You'd be a 14-win team. And that might be how you get your way to the top of the AFC.
It's absurd.
6-1-7.
Would you feel the same way you felt about the Vikings last year as you do to this Patriots team this year?
No, because last year was almost singularly about Sam Darnold, who I didn't believe in. Darnold's been good again this year. Talk to me in the playoffs. If he puts up a good playoff game, then I guess I'll have to amend my stance. I don't believe in him. And he's been unbelievable, and JSN's great, and Seattle looked good again. But no, when you talk about quarterbacks, that to me is the difference. If the Patriots win 14 against an easy schedule, like the Vikings won 14 a year ago against an easy schedule, you are always waiting for Darnold to turn into a pumpkin. I don't think you're doing that with the Pats.
We've kind of brought this up before. Our guy Matthew Jensen on Twitter basically brings up the same kind of idea where the Patriots could be 8-2 in a parallel universe where they beat Pittsburgh and Vegas but lost to Buffalo and Tampa.
You'd feel differently.
They'd be like the 21 Pats where you're like, what a good record. But like,
who have they beat?
When people are like, they haven't beaten anybody, you'd be like, yeah, you're right. But like, no, they beat the two best teams on their schedule on the road. So, yeah, it's weighted differently.
And I also think Twitch chat is saying, well, Tampa is missing key starters. I mean, they had injuries. They've also had these injuries all year. These aren't out of nowhere.
Evans and Godwin. And honestly, Ibuka is probably better than both those guys right now.
Yeah, I don't know that they're ever getting any of those guys back.
They may not. And the Pats were out one of their leading receivers, one of their running backs. Yeah. Like
Tampa was missing more than
you
were.
They're more hurt. But
your guys are coming back. Tell me if Chris Godwin's coming back at any point and what he's going to look like. Same thing with Mike Evans.
But that's why they were 2.5-point dogs. You know, they weren't 4.5-point, right? I think the injuries played a factor into that line probably, but they were still
underdogs.
Correct.
At Tampa, with Tampa waiting off a bye week.
That's right.
We thought that was going to be a difficult spot for the Pats, and they win going in there. So I'd put their two wins up against anybody in the AFC.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.